Well, Ben, happy 21st. First thing, you've celebrated, I suppose, with a half century today, but judging by your reaction when you were out, you thought there were plenty more runs to be had out there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a disappointing way to get out and chopped on. It's never a nice feeling as a batsman, but I'm happy with the way everything's going at the moment for myself, especially after the start of the season that I've had. Just sort of things weren't coming very easy, but I've really grafted the last couple of weeks in the nets, and I definitely think that's showing in the middle.
Yeah, and I mean, you're starting to see partnerships now from Durham as well. Yours and Will's is only the third this season where more than 100 runs have been put on for a particular wicket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think, the bad start that we've had have sort of made us realise and matured us as batsmen, I think. We know we had to dig in deep and get some partnerships building, or else, we're going to get ball out for low scores like we have been doing recently. But, it's good to see, the batting order coming in and putting some partnerships on.
Still a sign earlier on, two early wickets going, and the wickets tend to fall in pairs still, don't they? But today, Durham deciding to bat, whereas in the last few matches, the team who were put in first were probably going to be put to the sword. But having lost those early wickets, you and Will put on a decent partnership there.
Obviously, this is the same wicket we used on Sunday in the one-day game, and, it played well for batsmen. And I think, we were always going to bat this morning coming here. But two quick wickets were lost, and that made me, Will, concentrate a lot more, and knew that we wanted to get our team into a good position. And by any of us getting out early doors again, it just would have put us in a worse position. I don't think we would have been where we are now at the moment if we hadn't stuck in and dug deep.
And the first batting point at home this season as well, which is another sign of improvement, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, yeah. I mean, we all gave a bit of a laugh in the gym when we got to that 200 mark. But, hopefully we can get a few more tomorrow, and anything, 300, 350, I think would be definitely a good score.
Unfortunately, my colleague sitting up in the stands there interviewing Tom Milnes from the BBC believes he had a hand in your dismissal, because Ashley Giles, the Warwickshire coach, was sat with him in the media centre at the time, and he said, "I think Barker should start bowling round the wicket at Ben Stokes," and apparently Giles got the message out into the middle, and that was the over that you went. Had there been a change of tactics which altered your mindset at all in that particular over or not? Wright was told to come round the wicket at you, wasn't he? Yeah.
I don't think it did. It just, I mean, obviously, round the wicket, over the wicket, it's a different angle and everything like that. But if he wants to say he did that, he can. But, it was a disappointing way to get out. But it just, round the wicket just sort of changes up things that, you haven't been used to. And obviously, a bowler coming over the wicket so much, it just changes the way you line the ball up and things like that. But as around the wicket, over the wicket, it still would have been out either way. So